There are civilians, newcomers, volunteers and guests. Good morning and hi to all of you who are listening us from near and far. You're listening Oroville News from Oroville for Oroville today and tomorrow. And today is Monday, 22nd of December, and here in Oroville it's cold on 20 degrees Celsius, and weather forecast for today says mostly cloudy and breezy and cloudy over the night. Temperatures from low 22 to high 28 with heat index on 29 degrees Celsius. Northerly winds at 24 km per hour with occasional gusts on 33 km per hour. Moon is new in Capricorn and it's illuminated on 1%. At 4:33 a.m. this morning, winter solstice took place. The winter solstice occurs when the sun's daily maximum elevation in the sky is at its lowest and the North Pole is tilted furthest away from the sun. This results in the least number of daylight hours and the longest night of the year. December may be marked by Christmas, Hanukkah and Kwanzaa, but for pagans it is time to celebrate Yule. The holiday marks the winter solstice in the Northern Hemisphere and it celebrates the rebirth of the sun and the beginning of winter. It is one of the oldest winter celebrations known, and celebrating the rebirth of the sun can be seen in other cultures throughout history. As we step closer to the winter solstice, in energy and light we come to a place of silence as the light and dark interchange. The shortest day of the year brings a need for reflection and pondering. A deep silence will prevail as all go within for counsel and truth. Like a snowflake that falls in a forest, the quiet reflection will allow an opening in the higher heart. A moment of no greed, no seasonal pressure, no family demands. Just the breath of a single snowflake falling softly. Just be. The burial of Prema's remains will take place at Adventure's burial ground today at 4 p.m. And today at 5 p.m. at Barrett News Whitehall, Ex-Foundation Office, Pavilion of India International Zone, we are invited to the presentation of One Asia 2014 in Taipei. That One Asia project is an Oroville-born culture collaborative program dedicated to human unity. Their first event was held in Oroville in 2010 and the second event was held in IIC in Delhi. They would like to invite Orovillians, newcomers and guests to their photo and video presentation about the recent event held in last month in Taipei, the capital of Taiwan. You will see their workshops with university students, some concerts combined with oriental tea ceremonies, art exhibition and breathtaking sceneries in Taiwan. And on Friday 26 at 7:30 p.m. at Kripa in Kuala Bumi, Christmas Angels, which is Angeli vocal and guitar and Giulio Angelo on piano, invite us to a special musical evening. They will bring us a special selection of soulful originals, jazz standards and some other songs they both just love. And also this Friday 26, we are invited to come and celebrate Sadhana Forest's 11th birthday with an afternoon presentation, tour, ecofilm and dinner. It's all starting at 2 p.m. for an afternoon of learning about sustainability and Sadhana Forest, sharing knowledge, passion and skills, eating great food and having fun. And all are welcome to come and take part in this completely free event. So the birthday schedule says a 2 p.m. presentation of the work of Sadhana Forest in India, Haiti and Kenya with Aviram, at 4:30 tour of the community and forest with Kate, at 6:30 short films about the work of Sadhana Forest, Forest and snacks, a 7 movie samsara and 8:30 vegan organic dinner. They hope to see us all for their birthday celebration and bus service for Sadhana Forest birthday departure from Solar Kitchen at 1:30 p.m. On Saturday 27 at 5 p.m. Cinema Paradiso Town Hall, the French Pavilion, Chiro and the Unity Pavilion present some talk given by Jean-Francois Nobel, Pioneering Humanity, with the title From the I to We. And this talk, it would be in English. And the same day, 27 at 7:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion International Zone, we can see Treehouse Brazil photo presentation, whereby Treehouse community is going to share some photos and give a presentation of their trip to Brazil. On Sunday 28 at 5:30 p.m. at Pitanga Cultural Center, violin solo recital by Ladislav. And on Sunday 28 at 6 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas Pavilion of India International Zone, Samarpan and Kandam, two pieces of dancers, choreographer and dancer Kalpana Raghuraman, who was born and raised in the Netherlands and is also deeply rooted in Indian culture. And she sees herself as a bridge builder between cultures, traditions and people. She distinguished herself in the rich field of dance because of her approach to researching and creating dance. This has led to a very personal dance style which is contemporary in nature and has reference to Bharatanatyam. Tomorrow at 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. Udavi School invites us to come and enjoy the cultural program prepared by the students. The program consists of the drama Seven Slaves, Odyssey Dance, and many other music and dance performances. On 24th, from 3 to 6:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion International Zone, Christmas celebration will take place. And Inside India presents interactive session on Oroville with introduction to the vision and concept of Oroville today by Manoj, education in Oroville tomorrow by Deepti, and Oroville economy and organization on Wednesday presented by Bounty. Talks will be every morning from 10 a.m. to 11:30, including question and answer session. An inside seminar room on ground floor in the inside building in Aurashilpan behind our model, and the presentations are free of charge. On 1st of January 2015 at 6 p.m., New Year celebration at New Colors. New Colors is an educational and creative learning center situated in a peaceful, friendly environment in Edavan Chadi village. Their main service is to provide a free after-school support program for the village children, and they welcome everyone for the New Year celebration at New Colors. Together, they will be lighting candles with the children and making a bonfire. And there will be also music. The cafeteria team preparing a special Christmas dinner on Wednesday 24th and Thursday 25th from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. And as always, a choice of traditional seafood, vegetarian or vegan options will be available. They wish a peaceful Christmas to us all. And on Wednesday 24th, Christmas dinner at Well Cafe starting at 6:30 p.m. with a special Mediterranean vegetarian buffet with the high prices, but reservations in advance are recommended. On 25th, they will be open for breakfast, lunch and dinner. And from Bharat Nivas Pavilion of India International Zone comes the following invitation to gather to play. Because they are going to soon start traditional Indian games at Bharat Nivas every Sunday for all, they need Aurovillians instructor for all games, preferably not more than 16 years of age. You can choose from the following a game of your choice and be its instructor. Kite flying, marbles, dayam, lagori, pitu, hopscotch, Aztec Broken Bangles, Seven Stones, Ko, Kabaddi, Gili Danda, Palanguri, Karambord, Chess, Playing Cards, Kauri. An interest enthusiast that feel ready to take the role of game instructors, please write to Riju at kalai@oroville.org in. And from ABC team comes the following reminder to trustees and executives that according to a letter received from the Office of the Secretary, Oroville Foundation, we have to compile a list of all the unit trusts having different TAN numbers on the single PAN of Oroville Foundation early. Kindly furnish this information to abcoffice@oroville.org in with CC to foundation@oroville.org at the earliest, otherwise we would not get the TDS refund. And Oroville Health Service reminds us that Christian is still volunteering his services until 1st of March 2015 for anyone needing crisis intervention. He offers coaching and counseling for those encountering difficulties in everyday life matters such as job, partnership, family, and interhuman relationship. And for anyone just needing to talk anonymously, you can call him on 763-949-3183. And entry service shares with us following information on visa on arrival, saying that now that India has introduced the possibility of receiving a 1 month tourist visa on arrival, here is some information relating to this. The 1 month visa on arrival is strictly for the purpose of tourism and is meant to facilitate entry for tourists and travelers only. And secondly, if one wishes to spend more time in Oroville, please obtain an appropriate 3 or 6 month tourist visa from the Indian Embassy Consulate before coming to India. And thirdly, if one decides to join Oroville and start the newcomer process, a visa within a minimum validity of 3 months will only suffice, as one has to spend 3 months in Oroville so as to apply with the entry service. And from ACT team, it comes information that due to the general ban and the tense situation prevailing around the ashram, playground, dining hall at all premises which has resulted in property damages, ACT suspends its bus service to Pondi until further notice. An inconvenience is regretted. At Savitri Bhavan today at 6:30 p.m. there was Great Journey of Love, which is a video talk by Dr. Alok Pandey, reflecting upon Sri Aurobindo's life and work and what he brought and is bringing truth with love. And at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, food series is still going on, so tonight at 8 p.m. we can see Foodie, Drama, Romance, The Lunchbox, made in India, France and Germany and US in 2013 by writer and director Ritesh Batra. And tomorrow there will screen documentary, History, Fire in the Blood, made in India 2013 by writer and director Dylan Mohan Gray. And on Wednesday, comedy, Chef, made in USA in 2014 by writer and director John Favreau. And from prayers and meditation of the Mother who read. Thou art consciousness and light. Thou art peace in the depth of all things. The divine love that transfigures, the knowledge that triumphs over darkness. Thank you for listening us. You can contact us on oralradio.org.
The Savior is born.